Hey there, it's Jet Teeley, the emeritus host of the SoCal Restaurant Show and the executive chef of Pak Pao Thai in Dallas. You're listening to the very best in Food 411 on AMA 30 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AMA 30 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. And the Angels are on the road tonight in Minnesota. Pre-game at 3 p.m., so let's get him back on the winning streak. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Do appreciate you being out there, and we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Well, on the SoCal Restaurant Show, we love restaurant weeks, and what we love even more are specialty restaurant weeks. And starting a week from tomorrow is the inaugural Long Beach Burger Week. And while this is particularly fun is, of course, it encourages people to get back in restaurants, which is a good thing given what we're coming out of as far as the pandemic is concerned. But it's a chance to Long Beach is a city of neighborhoods, and it's a chance to experience neighborhoods in Long Beach that you may have been thinking about going to, but just haven't gotten around to yet. Also, it challenges all the participating chefs to do an exotic burger at all different price levels. The only reason a chef or a restaurateur wants to participate in something like Long Beach Burger Week is they want to impress guests, bring back people that may have not been there in a while, or establish some relationships with new customers. A fine dining chef who has a more casual concept in Long Beach, in the Long Beach Exchange, is Ross Pangilinan, who we've had the good fortune of meeting and talking with over the years. He has a remix kitchen bar that is in the Long Beach Exchange, and he is a participant in Long Beach Burger Week, and we want to talk to him about it. And it's a pleasure to welcome Ross Pangilinan back to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Chef Ross, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning, Andy. Thanks for having me back. Good to be back.
Ross, believe me, it's good to have you back and operating. Chef Ross, just as introduction, we're going to get, of course, to Remix Kitchen Bar in a moment. But just run through, if you will, your original restaurant in Santa Ana and your restaurant in South Coast Plaza, just so our listeners know the variety of your locations. As they say, there's got to be one that's convenient to everybody, right, Chef Ross?
Absolutely. First restaurant I opened, Mix Kitchen Bar, downtown Santa Ana. I opened that in 2016. We were lucky enough to win some awards there. We got a Best New Restaurant. We got a Michelin Bib Gourmand, which was awesome. 2018, opened Terrace by Mix in South Coast Plaza, which has also been amazing. It's a great location. I think we did an amazing job partnering with the Segerstrom family. And we have a beautiful patio. It was, especially last year, with only outdoor dining, 90% of the seating there is outdoors, and it's we did a beautiful job decorating it with a lot of plants, really lush, lots of greenery. And then we wanted to do something new, and we ended up in Long Beach. I lived in Long Beach for a little while, have a lot of friends in Long Beach, and so we're excited to bring a new concept, Remix, to Long Beach, which Remix, I think, is kind of a hybrid of both of the restaurants in Orange County, Mix and Terrace. So we kind of just do a remix on traditional food.
Now, Ross, a lot of people, in terms of the Long Beach Exchange, they think that all the restaurants are in the food hall there, and they're not, and you're outside the food hall. So just identify your location there, if you will, just so our listeners have the geography before we start talking about menu and burgers.
Right. So we're in the Long Beach Exchange. We are I think when people think of the Long Beach Exchange, they think of the hangar, which is the food hall. We are directly outside of it. Right behind the Herb Garden. There's some live music on Wednesday and Saturdays. We're right next to the stage. Easy to get to, a lot of parking. We're just right there.
And let's talk about the seating options, because, of course, that's something people are interested in right now.
Sure, yeah. So we were fortunate enough to have a large side area, which we built a makeshift patio like most restaurants did. We added about 30 more seats, which has been great to have. We also have a front patio that seats about 12 to 16. We have a bar area that seats about 30. And we have a back dining room if you want something a little more quiet. And we seat another 30 to 40 back there, too.
Now, Chef Ross, before we talk about that French burger slider that you are doing for Long Beach Burger Week, give us a couple of your regular menu highlights so our listeners have a better idea about the variations of menu items that you have at Remix Kitchen Bar.
Okay, so so my background is I'm Filipino. I've worked in France. I went to a French culinary school. I worked in an Italian restaurant, and I grew up in Southern California. And so I take kind of all of that background and bring it to my restaurant. So you'll find some, but I also put my twist on it. So about 25 or 30% of the menu is available at all the locations. That's our signature dishes, like our pork cheek adobo, which is a great Filipino item. But you can go and you don't have to have all Filipino items. We make our own pasta. We have steaks. We have seafood. We have a lot of small plates. We have a big amount, a lot of snacks on the menu, so you can order a variety of food, and it's really great to share.
Absolutely. Now let's talk about weekend brunch, because people are always interested in brunch.
Sure. So this is the only location that we do bottomless mimosas, and we have a great cocktail program, a lot of summery cocktails that we just changed our menu. We're really excited about. You could see our Instagram, a lot of visually appealing and tasty cocktails. We also have brunch specials. We do a salmon Benedict with our house-made hollandaise, brioche, house potatoes. We also do our pork cheek adobo with eggs, so it's kind of a brunch-sized portion of our regular adobo, but with some fried eggs on top. We also do other Benedicts and a few other brunchy items. And we also do at our Terrace by Mixmix location, South Coast Plaza, we have a great pizza program. But here, since we don't have the big oven, but we wanted to bring pizzas here. We kind of make them kind of like a flatbread, but we grill it, we bake them, and then we finish them in the salamander to get them nice and crispy. So still tastes great. I was actually surprised when I first tasted it. I'm like, whoa, this is great. This could work. We do a bone marrow pizza that's really good, and we also do a brunch pizza with bacon, some Mornay sauce, and a fried egg, too.
Wow, Ross, some incredible variety. Okay, we've teased it. Starting a week from tomorrow through the 8th of August is Long Beach Burger Week. And, of course, Chef Ross, you're not going to do just an ordinary burger. So tell us what you got on the menu and definitely give us all the components, because it's definitely a high-end gourmet experience. And listeners should know that I have experienced this burger, and it certainly does get my recommendation.
Thank you. Instead of doing a burger, since we're Remix, we got to change it up. So we're actually doing sliders. And they're really delicious. We're calling them French sliders because we're putting a shallot marmalade or shallot jam on there. We take shallots, we caramelize them very slowly, get them nice and sweet and caramelized. And we add balsamic vinegar and cook that down even more. We add crispy bacon, melted brie, truffle aioli. We take our fries and we toss them with garlic, thyme, and parsley. And we also use soft Hawaiian rolls, which, in my opinion, you can't go wrong with. I've tried all the buns you can get, but these the Hawaiian buns are the best with a burger.
I think it's, Chef Raza definitely works for a slider. Now, is part of this package you're doing for Long Beach Burger Week, this also comes with a beverage, correct? And what is the guest choice of beverage?
Sure. So we're doing two options. If you just want the sliders for Burger Week, we're doing the $15. If you want a, we can add a beer for $20. So another $5, you can have a beer and your burgers.
So as I like to say, Chef Ross, however you want it. As we need to say goodbye, what is the best website for Remix Kitchen Bar? And again, one more time about where you are at the Long Beach Exchange.
Great. So you also want to visit www.burgerweeklb.com. There's a lot of great burgers out there in Long Beach to, hopefully people can get out there and check out a few and support it. We are at 3860 Worsham Avenue in Long Beach. Visit our website, remixlb.com, or our Instagram, remixlb.
Thank you, Chef Ross. We've been chatting with Chef Ross Pangilinan. He is the executive chef and proprietor of Remix Kitchen Bar in the Long Beach Exchange, one of 30 or so participants in Long Beach Burger Week, which starts a week from Sunday. And we'll be previewing another burger a little later in the show. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.